Yeah, it's lovely to be back. You know, when I was here, I was training in the 33-metre pool, the old one. So it's nice to come back to see a facility like K2 and to see all the kids here day to school games competing. It's a pleasure to be here and hopefully inspire the future to be Olympic and Paralympic athletes.
Do they know how lucky they have it in some senses? Our facilities are so much better in Sussex and around the country than they were.
Yeah, I think, you know, when the Games were announced 7 years ago, 8 years ago now, before London, you know, it sort of encouraged the country to be behind sport and to build on the facilities that we've already got and make some more facilities. So Crawley's benefited from that, and the whole of Sussex have benefited from the legacy of the Games, of the facilities we've got. And, you know, you can see here today how many kids are here enjoying the sport. It's great.
And travelling the world, I mean, how are we as a country or set of countries, if you Great Britain or the United Kingdom, in terms of our facilities? Have we still got a lot of work to do? If we, you know, shutting down the Don Valley Stadium, for example, I mean, legacy presumably is a long-term thing.
Yeah, I think we're better than a lot of, you know, countries, Eastern European countries and countries that, in terms of Paralympic sport, we're ahead. You know, we use the facilities that we've got. Definitely in other countries, Paralympics is still growing, and there's not the support there for them athletes, and they can't be full time. But in terms of the Paralympic sports in this country, we're all lottery funded. We can all use the facilities we've got, and they're world class facilities like Manchester, Loughborough, all around the country. So yeah.
Have you seen an inspiration in the past 12 months at all levels in the country?
I visited a lot of schools and tried to be inspirational for them, and as soon as you get the medals out, you know, their faces just light up, and they want a part of that, and they want to be a part of it. So hopefully us as athletes here today, myself, Darren Campbell and the other athletes here, can help to inspire the future and to make sure that they give 100% in whatever they choose to do. You know, I won a silver in London, and I've been 6 times Paralympic champion. Some people may see that as a failure, but I broke a world record, did a personal best time, did the best I could do, and can't ask for more than that. Can't control what anyone else does. So as long as they're enjoying themselves and giving their best effort, then that's all you can ask for.
Where did the drive come from for you?
I think, you know, sport has always been in my family with my brother. I've got a twin brother, so we're always competitive, whatever it is, whether, you know, it's playing tiddlywinks or Scrabble or Cluedo. No, we're always competitive, so I think that helped me along. But seeing the faces on TV, the likes of Carl Lewis, the same as Darren, you know, said, Carl Lewis was his inspiration, and I looked up to people like that as well. And yeah, hopefully I'm an inspiration for future Paralympians now.
Has disability been a hindrance to you, or simply a change of direction?
It's not been a hindrance at all. You know, I've known no different. I was born with a disability. You know, I've always had it, and it's, you know, it's just an obstacle that I have to overcome. There's certain things I find difficult, but I'll find a way around. And, you know, there's definitely, the Paralympics has put disability on the map more in this country, and it's given more opportunities for disabled people. So, you know, hopefully I can still be a part of that and try and inspire disabled people to be more active.